This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 13th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the cost of eating at home fell 0.4% in April, the drop largely due to price declines throughout the grocery store, especially a sharp drop in egg prices. The Consumer Price Index for April showed the retail price of eggs dropped 12.7% last month, largely due to a downturn in avian flu outbreak. Prices are still up, though, 49.3% from April last year. The overall CPI rose 0.2%. The cost of eating out, which is heavily affected by labor, rose 0.4%. The House Ways and Means Committee's budget reconciliation package includes an extension of the 45Z tax credit. Jeff Cooper says the proposal is a step in the right direction for renewable fuels.
Yeah, Jeff, we were very encouraged to see the inclusion in the Ways and Means draft yesterday of a four-year extension for 45Z that would run out through 2031. We've always said that the 45Z program, one of its sort of fatal flaws was that it didn't last long enough. It was only running through 2027. So a four-year extension gives the industry a much longer runway to make the investment and purchase and install the equipment and make all the changes that would be necessary to really drive carbon intensity down.
Cooper says the reconciliation process is far from over, leaving plenty of challenges ahead.
As you know, we're a long, long way from the finish line. You got to get through a committee markup. You got to get through a floor vote in the full House chamber. And then it goes over to the Senate, where leadership has said it doesn't feel constrained by what the House sends over to them. So this is just the first step in a long process, but it's a big first step, and it's a good first step for the industry.
Kirk of Arc with the Clean Fuels Alliance America is encouraged that 45Z may see an extension.
We feel very good about the fact that not only was the clean fuel production credit maintained, it was also safeguarded, it was also extended for 4 years, and there were significant components to improve the credit, to address some of the problematic carbon intensity modeling components that severely disadvantaged crop-based feedstocks compared to waste oils and fat. In our view, this is a great first step to have it not only remain in the bill when a lot of the other clean energy provisions from Inflation Reduction Act were eliminated or scaled back in another way, to the significant achievement to extend it as well as improving it.
DeBark says the extension is enough to encourage investment in the industry.
I think the answer, at least with biodiesel and renewable diesel, is absolutely yes, if we can address a couple of these lingering technical issues. The second part of that might be the component of transferability. So a little known component of this credit is that it is a producer credit, which means it's a credit taken against a producer's income. Well, in many cases, the income that they generate is not going to they're not going to be able to utilize all of this tax benefit.
Jeff Cooper says the extension as well may open the door to opportunity and investment.
Yes, I do think 7 years is sufficient to really get some of the investment that's currently standing on the sideline off of the sideline and into the game. There are some low-hanging fruit type investments that can be made in a matter of a couple years, changes, process changes and tweaks that can be made pretty quickly, that would benefit from this length, this duration of.
And auto industry news, Honda Canada today said it'll postpone a $10.7 billion U.S. dollar electric vehicle investment project planned for Ontario. The plans included an EV battery plant and a retool vehicle assembly plant. The approximately 2-year postponement follows a slowdown in demand for electric vehicles. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Trade, taxes, labor, and farm bill. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these priorities and more. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelling.